Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get him over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on, bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, but you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah, Chico. You're talking to the, yeah, Chico. You're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you, niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. You're talking to the bad guy. Tooth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me. Something happened to you. Okay. Hey y'all, don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey y'all, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all, you counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming, man? I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slater before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made
welcome to Wrestling It's at the Radio. Right now we're having technical difficulties again, but we're back on again. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, your host, Wayne Benitez. Yes, we have a special guest. He's been to Japan. He's been to WWE, FCW. He's been all over, fighting the big names also. Give it up for Big Daddy Yum Yum, a.k.a. Byron Wilcote.
Hello?
Yes, Wrestling It Factor Radio, Wayne Benitez, I'm calling.
Hey, what's up, Wayne? It's Byron.
Hey, you live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Wayne? Didn't know I was live.
Hey.
My bad. How's everything going tonight?
We're good. Everyone's good. I don't know about R. Kelly. That's another story.
He'll be all right. Maybe. Maybe not.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see it unfold.
Right. The Pied Piper.
So what y'all got going on tonight? What y'all talking about on the radio show?
Yes, it basically been a it just been an up and down, basically about the King Kong Bundy tribute, definitely the legend right there, and even Luke Perry had also because he had another influence on wrestling because he was a big time wrestling fan, and his son now Jungle Boy is in the business.
I see that. Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. Yep, I used to watch Luke Perry on 90210.
Yes. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yeah, I used to always love watching wrestling. Watch Duke Boys, Knight Rider, and Mid-South Pro Wrestling, and World Class Pro Wrestling. Later, we got Mid-Atlantic Wrestling with Flair and Steamboat and all of those guys, and then Dusty Rhodes. And so, yeah, I was a big Southern wrestling fan. Like, I didn't really watch WWF as a kid until I think Hulk Hogan got his cartoon, and that's when I found out about WWF. So, but I've always watched wrestling. I always loved it, even to this day.
Do you have an athletic background before wrestling?
I mean, I wouldn't say so. Like, I played football as a kid, played basketball in middle school, but nothing collegiate level, nothing of note. Just in high school, I was in the band, ROTC, Science Olympiad. I ran a little bit of track. That was about it. I think I went to the military in 96. So everybody loved wrestling, and we used to do wrestling moves on each other in basic training. But not a real athletic background, so to speak, of no more than any other American kid, just gym time. Still there?
Yes, sorry about that. Yeah, trying to make sure everything is good right now.
Okay.
It's been up and down with this with this audio.
I dig it.
Yes. And any guys in the business who you idolize to this day?
I wouldn't say idolize. I guess when I was younger, I really liked Kevin Von Erich. I like Kevin and Kerry. Kevin reminded me of Tarzan with the bare feet. And then Kerry was jacked out of his mind, so everybody liked Kerry. And then, of course, I was a Stinger fan. I used to love Sting. As I got older, probably towards high school, I liked Kevin Nash, Scott Hall. Almost everybody who was in NWO I liked. Like growing up, I always liked the good guys, never liked the heels. And then, you know, once you get in high school, the bad guys were more popular to you. So, yeah, Kevin Nash, I used to love Kevin Nash. He was pretty cool looking, great on the microphone. And who else? Sting, of course, at that time, probably. And when I got to college, man, I loved The Rock, Triple H, love Kurt Angle, love Eddie Guerrero, and on the WCW side, became a big Booker T fan. I didn't like him when he was in Harlem Heat because he was a bad guy, But once he started having his singles run, you know, it was good to see a brother, a black man, getting ahead in the wrestling game, because you really didn't see that too often besides Junkyard Dog. I'll be honest, you really, that's all you got, Junkyard Dog and Booker T.
Right.
Right. And even Junkyard Dog never won a title in WWF, so
right.
not a heavyweight title anyway.
Right.
I don't think he won any titles in WWF.
Right.
Could be wrong, but I don't think
definitely
he did.
Yeah, none. Yeah, maybe the Mid-South.
Yeah, that's not WWF though. He won plenty of titles in Mid-South. You know, he was the Mid-South champion, Mississippi champion. He won several there. Like, he was the top dog.
Yeah, none in WWE. Yeah.
Yeah. Not to my knowledge.
Yes. Ron Simmons definitely for WCW.
Wasn't really a Ron Simmons fan. Wasn't really a fan.
Wow.
Respect what he did, though. Like, I thought his title run was lackluster. Came out of nowhere. It was pretty lackluster, really. I remember when he won it, I was happy he won it, but I thought it was lackluster. Not to hate on him.
Right.
But I thought they could have did better by him on that one.
Right. And I think when he was with the Nation of Domination, that was the right moment for him to get a title push right there.
Yeah, I think he could have held a title on that one. Now, I love Ron Simmons when he was with Doom. Well, I didn't love him. I disliked them. They were really good bad guys. So, I thought they were a good tag team. Pretty intimidating. Looked the part. Did the stuff. So I dug him in Doom. But yeah.
And definitely, WWE one day will have a full black champion. Hopefully it'd be this year. Somehow
Kofi's getting a heck of some shine right now, man. I hope he gets it. Like, I think he's an awesome guy, very deserving.
Yes.
He did a good match at Elimination Chamber. I watched it.
Yes.
But it'd be good to see him.
Yes.
What'd you notice?
I noticed that once that time when he was feuding with Randy Orton about, I would say, 8 or 9 years ago, I was saying right there they should have used the Rocket right there for him to excel right there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I thought that push came to a halt very quickly. I thought they could have did more with him for sure. I don't know if, I'm not an expert, but I don't know if he was as over to be heavyweight champ at the time, but he was definitely deserving of getting a push to become a main event player and then be in line for it. I think that was a mistake on their part by not pushing that forward. But I love that. I love when Kofi got Randy down and he was like, stupid, stupid, stupid. That was awesome.
Right. And he definitely has a lot of
little payback.
Yes.
Yeah, him and the New Day are awesome, man. They got a lot of charisma.
Right.
I think I dig all their stuff. I dig the crazy colors, the boisterous personalities. Three interesting guys making it work.
Right.
Took something and made the best of it and made it a success. Talented guys.
Yes. Who were your wrestling trainers that got you in the business?
The first first training school I went to was the Slam Shack with Dr. Dusty Williams. I trained there for 7 months. He ended up getting cancer. Had three matches underneath his tutelage at different shows. And he ended up getting cancer and closing his wrestling school down so he could focus on getting better. And then I ended up getting a job as the operations manager at Lafayette Regional Airport. Moved down there, and some of the cops told me that Rodney Mack and Jazz had are fly through their airport, and they see them all the time. So I told them, make sure they get their number or give them my business card when they come through. Long story short, got to meet them. They opened a wrestling school down in outside of Lafayette. And so I went to their training school for about 2 years, and Rodney really took me underneath his wing and showed me how to do this, how to do that. Even ended up getting me in front of the ring, in the ring at WWE, and I had a little WWE tryout in front of some of the agents. So he was a good dude, him and his wife, Jazz. I credit them for a lot of my success in the wrestling business by showing me a lot of things, how to get booked, where to go, how to conduct yourself, how to have your head on a swivel and react and judge what the crowd wants and play to the crowd, and teaching me what WWE was looking for to eventually get hired. So I mostly give most of my credit to getting trained to Rodney and Jazz, but I broke in with Dr. Dusty Williams. And then after that, I've been to several seminars and trained with a couple cool people. One of my favorite seminars or people that I was polished by was Alex Wright from WCW. I was a big fan of his in WCW. And when I got to go to Germany, I went to his wrestling school and did some training there, and that was pretty awesome. And when I got signed by WWE, went to FCW. So I did some training with Billy Kidman, Norman Smiley, Steve Kern, and a lot with Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Awesome. What's your memories of your debut match?
My first wrestling match?
Yes.
It was absolutely terrible. It was the shit. I wrestled this dude. I think his name was Mace. And, you know, the my trainer, Dr. Death, was like, yeah, just listen to the veteran. You know, they're going to tell you what to do, and you're going to be all right, blah, blah, blah. Man, that dude didn't tell me shit. I got my ass kicked for 5 minutes. I think the only move I got in was a crossbody. It was terrible. But that was my first match, but it wasn't much to write home about. I think I wrote about it in my journal. I had a journal, and I wrote about it. And but, you know, you live and you learn. So I never did that again as far as waiting on somebody to tell me what to do. In the ring, I make it happen.
Right. What's your memories of working for at FCW?
Oh, good memories, good times, good people. Got to wrestle with a lot of people who are essentially stars today. Wade Barrett, Ryback, Sheamus, Titus O'Neil, Darren Young. I probably wrestled all of the Nexus, Bray Wyatt, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel. Big learning experience being down there and being with wrestlers from all over the country. Like, I think when I got signed, in my mind, I was the best wrestler in Louisiana and Texas that wasn't signed with WWE or TNA. And so when I got there, I was like, oh, yeah, everything's going to be pretty much the same. But it wasn't, because everybody there is the best wrestler from their state. So huge learning curve, learned a lot. I got to meet some great friends and some people I still talk to this day. But it was a real good learning experience and building for getting better in the ring.
Yes. And what's your memories of also being a part of, like, Monday Night Raw, being, like, a part of the security team and Angles and up and others?
Pretty cool. Got a payday out of it. Got to get seen by some of the agents, and being on Monday Night Raw is hilarious. Not hilarious, wrong word. Awe-inspiring. Like, when you walk out, it's like you can feel everybody's breath buzzing and talking. You can't make out one word. It's just like a constant staticky noise in the background. And I think I did that at the Cajun Dome in Lafayette, Louisiana. So I was there in front of a lot of people that I knew. And when I walked out, I could hear people like, hey, that's Byron. Hey, that's my wrestling name at that point was the Angel of Sin. So they're like, that's the Angel of Sin. That's him. I've seen him wrestle before. So it was a very pivotal moment for me. I was like, oh, man, I could do this right here for the rest of my life. You know, just everybody surrounding you, all the electricity. Like when The Rock was like, you know, he's the most electrifying man, and you can feel the electricity. Like when you're walking down that ramp and when you're in that ring on a packed crowd on Monday Night Raw, you can feel electricity. You can feel all those people's breath and hear the rumble from all their voices. It was a rush. It was definitely a rush being there and being on that kind of stage. Even though you know, I was just doing like a security gimmick, but it was very enjoyable, very memorable. I'll always remember that.
Yes. And some say that Vince McMahon is basically like everyone stop, like he's the president of the United States or something when he comes through the back or the hallways.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he is signing everybody's paycheck, so I'm pretty sure everybody has a certain amount of reverence towards him.
Right.
Because he's making it happen for everybody. Without him, the whole train would have never gotten out of the stable.
Right.
Out of the station, train station.
Yep. It's one thing.
I definitely got a hell of a lot of respect for him.
Right. Yep. The only thing that Vince doesn't like, if anyone is sneezing close by him.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's one of his. Yeah.
What if he sneezes?
I guess it's a.
Is it okay if he sneezes?
Right. Yes. Also, what's your memories of working with Raymond Rowe also?
I didn't work with Ray Rowe that often. I think I had maybe two or three matches with him. I thought he was a good talent. Very nice person, very honest person. I ain't got nothing but good things to say about him. I'm glad it's good to see somebody from our area. Well, he's originally from Ohio, but he moved down to Texas. But he made quite a name for himself on the Texas Indies and working in Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling. So he got quite a lot of accolades. And look forward to seeing him on the big stage and be like, oh, I know that dude. But I definitely think he's got it in him to impress the higher-ups there.
Yes. Yes. Also, what was it like working with Hiroshi Tenzan?
Tenzan was awesome, man. I remember watching him on WCW, so to be in the ring with him and a former IWGP champ was pretty cool. I think I've wrestled Tenzan probably four times, twice on pay-per-view, and I think twice in the States. So it got better and better each time. He can still go. He can still put it on. I love the Mongolian chops. I try to, every once in a while, I'll do those myself as a homage to him.
Yes.
But good guy. Him and Kojima are both good guys. I really enjoyed the Kojima match. Got a lot of praise for that one. A lot of notoriety for the machine gun chops and the way I sold those. So, love that match.
Yes. And what was it like working in Japan also, and even at the dojos also?
Japan was pretty cool, man. I got to see Tokyo, Japan. Never been there before. Probably would have never went if it wasn't for wrestling. It's one thing I love about wrestling. I've gotten to go to so many different countries, and I've been to three continents. I've wrestled on three continents. So the travel is the best thing about wrestling, is you're going to be able to see the world and get paid to go and see the world. Being at New Japan Pro Wrestling, interesting fact, the best fried chicken I've ever had, I had in Hiroshima, Japan. So they've got the best fried chicken ever there. It's so good. You can take a short wing and you just stick it in your mouth and then peel all the meat off at once. And all that comes out of your mouth is the bone. It's delicious. We ate a lot of cool foods, a lot of food in a way that I've never seen it cooked before. You know, they're fish. They don't cut the heads off the fish. So as you're eating the fish and you're looking at the fish is looking at you. Same way with the shrimp. There's, like when we eat a shrimp, fried shrimp, there's no legs on it. There's no anything. It's just meat. But there, that whole shrimp is right there on your plate. So that's kind of peculiar when you see a prawn and it's got everything still there. But food was good, very, very, very good food, very good people. Everybody was nice. Everybody was pleasurable. Cleanest country ever. No trash on the ground. Very clean. Everybody's super polite. I've been to a lot of different countries. When I was in Mexico, rode the subway, it's super loud, music playing, guys getting on there with speakers in their backpack trying to sell you CDs and DVDs. But in Japan, it's a restful, quiet experience riding the subway. Everybody's sitting down, everybody's chilling out, respecting everybody's personal space and ear, you know, noise levels. You know, you don't have people trying to talk to you, people trying to bug you, sell you something, or getting on there with loud talking and loud music. You can literally sit down and relax and detox on the subway. So, real cool people. I enjoyed the experience going there, working for the company. Company was good. They paid me well. Treated me well, so I got nothing but great things. If you get a chance to go to New Japan Pro Wrestling or get a tryout, I would definitely go take it.
Yes, once in a lifetime, right there. That will have definitely a one of the major accomplishments.
Thank you, man.
Also, what's your thoughts of how was it like wrestling for the NWA World Title?
It was cool, man. It was a cool experience. Not I was wrestling for the same title that Steamboat and Flair and Dusty wrestled for, so that's a really good feeling and goes in a feather in my hat that I can tell my kids about.
Yes. Also, what's your thoughts of wrestling Rob Conway for the NWA World Title?
I don't really have any thoughts. I should have won that match. I was cheated. I should have been the NWA champion. But you know, you can't fight. You can't fight City Hall.
Right. And you definitely had. You did good work with Tim Storm also, that you was close in that one also.
Yeah. Tim Storm and me go back. I've been knowing Tim Storm for years. So I think I've wrestled him twice for the title. But decent matches. I think if I had gotten a third match, I think I would have unseated him for the title.
Yes. Definitely. And definitely I like the way the NWA is back is on a at a momentum also with Billy Corgan being an owner also, and it seemed like his glory is the NWA is coming back. They already got the Crockett Cup going with Ring of Honor.
We'll see how it goes. I'm not going to comment on whether it's going to be the next best thing, next big thing or not right now. I mean, in my opinion, it's still early. It can be great or it can go to hell real quick. So
right.
I'd have to see more of it before I would give it a yay or a nay, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. I wish them much success. And I don't really think you can really have a real Crockett Cup or actually call yourself a fighting champion if you're not fighting the people who are the most legitimate contenders. And the way I see it, I'm 6'6", 265 pounds. I make Magnus look small. So unless he's going to fight me, I really can't put a stamp of approval on his title reign. When he beats me, then he'll be the man.
That's right. Also, what was it like to
Cody Rhodes
to win?
Some Storm was 50 something. Who's he beating as a contender?
Right.
Got to line up the best competition.
Yes. And definitely when they had that Ellsworth going after the title also.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't going to say it's terrible. You know, I love the irony of it. I ain't trying to talk crap about it. But it's kind of like, you know, when Miz fought Jerry Lawler for the title. I mean,
what?
I love the Miz as champion. Like, he's one of my favorite WWE champions of all time. But Miz versus Jerry Lawler, how does that make you lay claim to being the man when you just beat up a 60-year-old? So after he finished with Jerry Lawler and he went on to defend it, he did great. But as long as Ellsworth, Cody Rhodes, Tim Storm, that's your coup de grace of opponents that you've beaten. I mean, that might mean some in some circles, but when you put me next to Nick Aldis, when you put me next to Nick Aldis and put those other guys next to Nick Aldis, it's a different story. It's a different story when you got a big angry black man staring across from you.
Yes. That's true. Yeah, you definitely need someone in there like a Lance Hoyt also to work with.
Yeah, throw a Lance Hoyt in there. When he beats Lance Hoyt, I'll give him a thumbs up. When he beats me, I'll give him a thumbs up. Until then, I'm right in the middle. I'm waiting to see.
Yes. Yes, and I noticed that one of your title accomplishments was the NWA North American Heavyweight title. What was that like?
Two-time NWA North American Heavyweight Champion.
Yes.
So, I think it was a defining moment to get my name out there and submit my name in the record books. You know, that can never be taken away. It's there forever. So I really appreciate the opportunity from Tony Brooklyn and giving me the heads up and putting me in that match to fight for it, and I ended up taking it home and winning it.
Yes. Definitely a major belt, definitely. Also, what's your memories of recently working with Joey Ryan?
You should ask Joey Ryan what's his memories of working with me. He came in there, you know. He's been hot like fire lately. So it was pretty interesting match, you know, the man who puts his penis on people, and I'm the guy who puts his butt on people. So the booty versus the penis. It was
right.
A very interesting match. I came out to Billy Gunn's theme music, so I've taken Billy Gunn's theme music. It's mine now. And unique thing about that match, if you ever watch it, I got to fill on chicks' booties as I was going to the ring. I was playing I'm an ass man, and so chicks gave me their booty to squeeze on, so that was pretty awesome. Hopefully that won't come back to bite me years later like R. Kelly, but you know, we'll see.
Right. Also, you had a good wrestling match with Eddie Kingston right there.
Oh, yeah, I did wrestle Eddie Kingston in Pro Wrestling Religion. Man, you did your research, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, Pro Wrestling Religion is a company down here in Texas, and they put together some really good cards, really good matches. Every month they're doing a show somewhere in Texas in between Dallas and Austin. I think our next show is on March 20th, so that's on a Wednesday. We'll be in Austin, Texas. It's at the Dragonfly Hall. So y'all make sure to go check out Pro Wrestling Religion and come see our show. You never know who who's fighting who. They're listing matches already. They got Joey Ryan taking on Ricky Starks. We got a whole bunch of matches coming up. I don't know who I'm going to be wrestling, but keep checking on the webpage, and I'm sure you will find out.
Right. Yes. Eddie Kingston, he still kind of reminds me of the Puerto Rican Billy Joe.
Now, is he Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Okay. You said the Puerto Rican Billy Joel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like the singer Billy Joe? Joel?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got you. Neat, neat. I get it.
Also, you did good work with Vordell Walker right there.
Fuck Vordell Walker.
Nod to the show. Yes.
Fuck him. He's a piece of shit.
Wow.
Don't care for him at all.
Yes.
I did have a good match with him, though.
Yeah.
So I give him that he's a very talented wrestler, piece of shit person.
Yes, he had that, I think that shoot fight with Rick Steiner, like 10 years ago, I think, at a show.
I have no idea.
Yeah, and he...
I didn't really know him back then.
Right. He, they said he had the best of Rick Steiner.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was not easy, being that he was 20 and Rick Steiner was probably 48 at the time.
Right. Also, what's your memories of working with Nobe Bryant?
Oh, Nobe Bryant is the real deal, man. I think he's the most well put together, talented wrestler in the South right now. He's got the body. He's got the athletic ability. I don't think there's anybody in the South, Southwest, that's as athletic as he is, especially being that he's 6 foot three. He's 6'3", and he'll hit a hurricanrana. He'll hit all these moves at 6 foot three, you know. So he's kind of like he's what HBK would be if HBK was 6'3" and 260. But nobody's better than Nobe Bryant. He's really the total package wrestler. If you were going to build a wrestler, it would look just like Nobe Bryant. But I think, and believe it or not, Nobe Bryant's been wrestling 18 years. He started wrestling when he was 16. So he's been wrestling 8 years now. So he's put in a hell of a career. Nobe Bryant, actually, he went to a tryout for All Japan Pro Wrestling yesterday and today. And so he ended up getting the job. So he's going to be going to wrestling in Japan for All Japan Pro Wrestling. So congrats to Nobe Bryant. You know, he's one of my good friends. And he's also one of my stable mates. We have a wrestling group faction, if you will, called Chocolate City. It's Nobe Bryant, Action Jackson, myself, and we have a 6 foot tall young lady named Cassandra Golden that is in it as well. So, real cool faction. We got our high flyers. We got our powerhouse in Nobe Bryant. We got a big man with me. And we got the queen of Chocolate City, Cassandra Golden.
Yes, she's another very good women's wrestling talent also. And
definitely.
And a very good interview that I did with her a couple weeks ago.
Okay. She's coming along quite nicely. She trained with Lance Storm up in Canada, and so now she's doing her thing. She travels almost every weekend. She's traveling to Arkansas. She lives in Arkansas, so she's leaving. She's working in Arkansas, traveling to Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, Tennessee to wrestle. I think she went to Indiana this Tuesday for Girl Fight Pro Wrestling. So she's out there. She's making it happen for herself.
Yes. And, yeah, this show basically been a platform for indie wrestlers that basically, you know, a good luck charm that they end up signing with WWE or Impact or other major wrestling companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That luck rubs off on me. I want that AEW contract. You know, they're doing good things out there. I actually tag teamed with the Bucks before. It was me and the Young Bucks versus Teddy Hart, Davey Boy Smith Jr., and another guy from Canada. So it was 3-on-3. So I got to tag team with them. So hopefully they remember me, and they'll be like, ah, oh, so I'm on Wayne's show, and we need to sign him. But there's a lot of good stuff going on in wrestling right now with WWE, NXT, TNA, Ring of Honor, AEW. There's so much good wrestling out here, plus all the independent companies. There's a lot of independent companies doing insanely well. So I think it's a good time to be in the sport, don't you?
Yes. I believe, yes, it's so true, yes. Yes, it is. And once I've seen that the AWA how they have the resources and everything, and this is another way of elevating other wrestling companies to get back on to major TV deals also.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that right there, that the NFL right there, they got the NFL backing of AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Of their owners, the Khans. And I noticed that Impact Wrestling is also working with the NFL alumni in Las Vegas, and they keep mentioning the Oakland Raiders since they're going to be moving to Las Vegas. You never know. They might buy into the wrestling business.
Hey, you never know.
This could be NFL's way of saying, yeah, let's make some revenue money out of wrestling, basically, with these companies and partner up with them, basically. This could get them in, you know, back to the major TVs like the 90s wrestling buzz again.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
We definitely need some more wrestling shows on major TV, you know, that are going to be seen in front of millions across the country.
Right. It's definitely created more of a sport now, even with MLW on being sports right there. It created like a sports and wrestling company, basically.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the way to go with it, man. And I think AEW, you know, got the financial backing, and they got good wrestlers with Cody Rhodes, the Bucks, Omega, Kylie Rae. They got a heck of a roster.
Yes. Yes, they do. Yep. And Kenny Omega also does the recruitment also for him and Brandi Rhodes for the women, and also he do some some recruitment from the Japan part also, like DDT Promotions. He picked up a couple talent from there.
Mhm. That's what's up.
Yes, they definitely need a 6 foot six guy on their roster. Definitely.
Oh, they need that. They need that. They need to get, I ain't saying get rid of all the little wrestlers, but if you're going to have a whole bunch of little wrestlers, it makes sense to have a big one because he'll look even bigger standing next to the little ones.
Yes. That is true right there.
But yeah, man.
Yes, bring back the big man also. You gotta add every size in there.
Mhm.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Yes.
Man, I appreciate you giving me a call and letting me come on your interview show.
Yes, it's an honor. You can come back anytime to the show.
I will do.
Yes. And would you like anything to plug for our listeners?
Yeah, definitely. Y'all go to maineventprowrestling.com and check that out. Like us on Facebook as well. That's my wrestling company. We're, if not the best, one of the best companies in the South. We put on big-time pro wrestling in small and medium-sized towns. Every time it's a great show. We've got lights, lasers, smoke machines, action, adventure, everything. So y'all make sure to go like that page. Go like Main Event Pro Wrestling on Facebook, maineventprowrestling.com. Also hit me up on Facebook at Big Daddy Yum Yum. You can also hit me up on my personal page, Byron Wilcott, WILCOTT. And hit me up on Instagram, BigDaddyYum_Yum.
All right.
And go to ProWrestlingReligion.com. Go to Pro Wrestling Religion as well.
All right. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, go check out all of that stuff from Byron Wilcott.
Wilcott. Big Daddy Yum Yum.
Yes. Or Big Daddy Yum Yum, yes. Yes. You have a good night.
All right, now. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're signing off. You can download it right now at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio. Or at Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off.
Woo!
Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get him over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass out. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover, playing low. Get the Dodger, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbow. body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet.
I dare you niggas act fly.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye.
I'm that guy.
Hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Nah? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium's pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're
talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.